Paul Winter got in touch with us and we phoned him back, and he has an interesting question, I think, for you, Diana. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Chris.
Fire away.
Hi. I know that alcohol is a diuretic, but if one was in a situation maybe stranded at sea and all you had to drink was maybe something like beer, would it be worth drinking the beer or would it just hasten dehydration?
What brand of beer did you have in mind, more importantly?
Any beer.
Diana?
Well, the answer is yes, it probably is okay to drink the beer as long as its alcohol content is less than 10%. So if you're not going for the things like Special Brew and the really sort of hardcore beers, then you're probably actually going to hydrate yourself rather than dehydrate yourself overall. And another little tip is that if you do perhaps only end up with wine or something that does have more than 10% of alcohol in it, then maybe if the temperature's high enough, you might be able to undo the top, leave the alcohol to evaporate a little bit, and maybe reduce the overall alcohol content. You might have something, well, it won't be very nice to drink, but it might save you, you never know.
So there's a threshold concentration at which we think there's a beneficial effect of about 10%. Beyond that, people are going to dehydrate net, but they'll have some fun. Under that, then probably you'd be okay to drink it and it will do you a benefit.
Yeah, that seems to be the case. And also a little factoid, in the medieval period when fresh water was just so horrible to drink, everybody used to drink small beer, which was very low alcohol beer, and obviously they didn't all sort of become desiccated and dried out like prunes, so it must have worked.
Yeah, I remember reading, you know, when you read archaeological texts and things and you see that the people building Hadrian's Wall, for example, were being given a ration of beer every day, and it was largely all they were being served. And I remember thinking when I was little, gosh, weren't these people permanently drunk, but it's because the alcohol content was low.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Super. Paul, does that help you out? So you know what to do if you're lost at sea in future?
Yes, that's really good. Thank you very much.
Actually, Hugh Hunt, who is with us today to do our experiment, you heard him in the introduction, he actually had an extra point to make, didn't you, Hugh, about this?
Yeah, look, I don't think, even if I was going to die, I'd never drink warm beer.
Yeah, he's from Australia, so we have to let him off. Paul, thank you very much for your question.
Okay, thank you.
Great to have you on the show.